Oh Lord Jesus, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. Oh God of victory, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. You may be seated now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome to everyone. I would like for us to pray for Sister Shelley. She is home suffering from a back pain. And I want us to lift up our voices to the one that we have said, He is worthy of praise and honor. Let's pray that He touches this back and that everyone in this place and everyone out there watching us from far or from near, that the power of healing touches everybody that is sick in their body today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there is no way the devil will have victory on your people, for you have given us your victory. Hallelujah. We claim now in the name of Jesus Christ that healing be sent directly to the body of Sister Shelley, Temple of the Holy Ghost. Let this power of the healing attached to the name of Jesus heal her back. Heal her back. And heal all the parts of her body that are sick. And everyone that is in this place, sick in anywhere of their body, God, I pray that your hand of healing touch. And by the virtue of the power that is in the anointing of this day, my God, I pray that the healing power touch all the bodies, heal all the sicknesses. Lord, lift up your people. Lift up your people so they worship you. It is due to you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you for praying. Amen. Our announcement time. Our last quarterly joint service with Voices will take place November 29th. Hallelujah. November 29th. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Please pray for an outpouring of God's power on that day. And invite people. Invite people in the house of God. Or share our link on the internet so everybody can see. This day, if we have a good weather, we will have it outdoors. But if there is no good weather, we will have it indoors. We're going to have more details when it gets closer. And we don't know if we're going to have padlocks or anything. We'll tell you that when it gets closer. Upcoming on November 22nd, so it's going to be 1 week before our joint service, we will have the benediction of the ministry of Reverend Mackey. He is an international evangelist of the UPCI, and he will be here at 5 p.m. with us in the sanctuary. So Brother Mackey is an anointed and well-known and revered evangelist with a great record of outreaching the lost, and we will be blessed to have him with us. Please start praying for this service. Be present at the service and invite your family, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, and anybody you find in the way. Share our link on Facebook so people can follow us. And also, may the Almighty God bless all the people that you will invite, and bless your commitment also. So, our storage is reopened, and we have plenty of things already in. We still have people calling to give, but we don't have a truck to pick up. So please pray, keep praying, and don't stop praying before you get a truck to do business in our storage. The plenty of things that we have right now are really beautiful, and we are not just going to give it away. We will ask for people to give a little donation so we can keep up with the expenses of the ministry. So if you want something, be willing to also give us a little bit of your finances so we can keep going. God bless you. And if you have people looking for things, you can also direct them to us. Amen? Praise God. Wednesday is our Bible study. This time around, I've been sick, and Pastor Fabian is really helping me. We give a shout out to Pastor Fabian for his, amen. He's a really genuine man of God, and he is never saying no to any request that we ask of him. Please feel free to send your questions and your comments, as well as your suggestions, on Facebook or on our WhatsApp account, or text me at 608-347-5304. We will be happy to discuss every topic together with you. Friday, there also is our prayer meeting time, and Sister Trika is doing a magnificent work, I believe God is just doing his work. We all have to follow, and we all have to be available for him. I didn't know how I would make it without these two help. So please send us your request, a prayer request, your testimonies on WhatsApp, on Facebook, or text me at 608-347-5304. Please feel free to share with us what God has done for you, and we will praise him together with you. This Friday again, it might be Sister Trika, because I might be at work. So pray for Sister Trika, and pray that the hand of God be with her. Amen. Don't forget the mandated mask. Don't forget the mandated mask. Every time you are in the sanctuary for the purpose of safety, please wear your mask. I'm not wearing the mask because I am far away from you, and I'm speaking, so I take it off. But as soon as I'm done, I'll put it on. Amen? Offering time. Time for tithe. It is still blessing times. So let's stand up, let's pray, and let's bring our offerings to the Lord. You can offer by donating online at cgcmadison.org. You can also send it in at CGC 53001, Commercial Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, zip code 53704. You can also text to give. And the number is 608-719-3883. God bless you for giving. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we leave everything before you today. Our heart, our mind, our soul, and everything that you have given us also. We bring it to you, for Lord, in your house, there is abundance of bread. And everything that we brought came from you. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks for giving everything that you gave us. And we pray that you bless everything that we bring here today for you. Multiply it and use it for the service of your ministry and your kingdom. Father, for those who have something to give today, I pray that you bless them in return, thousands fold. Let their hands be full of fruits that they bring, some more for you. And those who are not able to give today, I pray, my God, let the blessings that you have promised to every family through Abraham be their portion. If they're looking for work, you provide. If they're sick, you are the healer. You are the protector. And you are the perfecter. So God, I leave them in your hands. And I pray that your name be glorified in their lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You are my forever. That you live in me. your neighbor and tell him, you are a friend of God. You are a friend of God. You are a friend of God. Isn't God good? Make a noise for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy. You are excellent. You're great. We praise you. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The excellent God. The magnificent God. The one who never ever changes. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Happy to see you, Sister Farida and Sister Bintu. That is really, really a joy for me to see you guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making this effort. Beautiful, beautiful. Sister Evelyn, welcome back. I didn't see you last week, but praise God, praise God. Sister came back there with the children. Thank you for coming. We are delighted. God bless you. And I have a particular thought for our worship team. It's amazing to see them rehearse and worship the Lord as they do. Please pray for them. Delight yourself in praying for all those who serve in any capacity. God bless you. And let's pray before we go to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, if it weren't for you, we would not be in this place at this moment. Since you have allowed us to come, please allow us to hear from you. Let the anointing of this day settle our heart and settle our mind and settle our soul. Let the anointing of this day flow through the one behind the pulpit, that he talks from you, that he talks about you, that he says exactly your word. God, let the word come to heal. Let the word come to save. Let the word come to deliver. For we are all here seeking to receive from you. Let your name be glorified. For we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you about a subject that I title, Not by Law. Not by Law. By Faith in Christ Jesus. Not by law. By faith in Christ Jesus. And we will read from Galatians chapter 2, from verse 11 to verse 16. Galatians 2, 11 to 16. It goes like this. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles, but when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentile to live like Jews? Verse 15. We ourselves are Jews by birth, and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we all have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. Amen. The epistle of Apostle Paul to the Galatians stand firm against those who misunderstood or knowingly twisted the message of the gospel. If you read Galatians chapter 1, verses 9, it says, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you have received, let him be accursed. In this epistle, Paul is standing against the concept that some people in the early church era were propagating. The concept was that you could be justified by obeying the moral law, the law of Moses, by just doing good deeds. Paul is saying that this is wrong. It is not right. Some people then, and even now, have or had the understanding that the Old Testament law was meant to teach people some moral steps to take in order to please God, and by so doing, to reach heaven just by their ethical and religious achievement. In another vernacular, some people think that good people will go to heaven and bad ones to hell. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verses 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It means that the legacy of Adam and Eve is still on every human being. Another way, your good deeds cannot open the gates of heaven for you, my friend. It's not because you do good every day. You don't steal. You don't lie. You do not worship, and you do not call people's name. That doesn't make it a key to open the gates of hell, heaven for you. Paul is saying here that the Old Testament law was meant to point people to their dire need of God's mercy and ultimately for Christ's sacrifice for their sin. Let me try to explain that again. See, the Old Testament law was given to people to direct their path towards God's mercy. For what Adam and Eve have done in the garden, made God so sad that he chased them out of his presence. And for those human beings to come back to him, he was trying to show them a way to get to his grace. And when you talk about grace, think about a gift. You give nothing for a gift. Sometimes you don't even ask for it. You don't deserve that gift, but it's given you. This is grace. The grace of God was what he was projecting before the coming of Jesus. And if you are to remember what I used to say from time to time here, Israel was like some seed that you put in the ground. And later on, when it is grown, you take one by one the plants and you plant them all around so that your crop can be plenty. That's what God was doing with Israel. That all other nations would see Israel and say, if they are so blessed, what are they doing different that I'm not doing? And then go to Israel and find out and turn around and follow Jehovah. That's what God was looking for. Did Israel understand that? Well, if they did, they didn't do it. They did not. Exactly the same thing Jesus is expecting from the Christians of today. He taught everything to the Christians then. And those Christians taught the same thing to all the Christians till today. So we are to propagate that. We are to perpetuate that. We are to do exactly what he has asked us to do so that everybody else around will see and say, this is so different. And it is something I need. So I got to go see how they're doing. Didn't he say, make of all nations my disciples? Didn't he say that? Now, are we doing that? You may say yes, but have we made of all nations his disciples? No. Now, my question is this. Why do you want the world to live like Christians? If you did not make them disciples of Jesus, why you want the world to be like heaven? While it is full of people who are not even good enough to call Jesus their God. We have a mission. Until we say mission accomplished, we do not have to expect to see what we want to see. We can't. We do not deserve to ask to see what we want to see. This is a world, not heaven. So Paul is insisting. Galatians 1, verses 8. He says, but even if we, listen, when he say we, it is him, Paul, and all the disciples at the time, Peter, James, John, and whosoever was among the 11, plus anybody who was baptized on that day of Pentecost. If we, those people, or an angel from heaven, not a devil from hell, an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be a curse. Paul. This guy was the one who was killing Christians. He encountered Jesus. He received his mission. He started his mission. Now he is talking to Galatians, not to non-believers. Galatian Christians, not to non-believers, people who have already been baptized in the name of Jesus, who have the Holy Ghost, people who are believing Jesus and who are preaching Jesus and who are worshiping Jesus. That's how he is talking to them. Why is it that he is talking to them like that? I'm going to go quick because we do not have all the time of the day. Why? Because the Galatians were being robbed of the truth of the gospel. And even among those who were with Paul, the head of the heads, Peter, the one to whom Jesus said, on whom he would build his church. That one, when he was with Paul at Antioch, he understood that the gospel said that there was no more Jews. Everybody in front of God is the same. The Jew, Peter. Who had seen so many unclean animals come down by and God told him, kill and eat. And he said, it's unclean. God said, what I say is not unclean. What I say is clean. Don't say it is unclean. He had this testimony. He knew that with Jesus, there is no more Jew. There is no more Gentile. It is just Christians. It is just people who are living for Christ. But when he was in Antioch, he was eating with the Gentiles. He was eating with them. And then James sent some Jews to Antioch. When he saw the Jews, he retracted. He was not more eating with the Gentiles. He was no more eating with the Gentiles. See? The gospel here was already they already tried to kind of kick the gospel aside and do what they want to do. This gospel never changes. God has no reason to change this gospel. And he is not apologetic in what he has created. God is not sorry for creating Gentiles and Jews. He loves them all. And the Bible says, when he created men and women, he was so good, so happy that he blessed them. The Bible says he saw that it was good. And he sealed it with a day and a night. This gospel will never change, and it will judge every one of us. Line up with it, or don't line yourself with it. It's the gospel. It will never change. It's not going to change because you are tall. It's not going to change because you are short. It's not going to change because you are black. It's not going to change because you are white. It's not going to change because you are rich. It's not going to change because you are poor. The same gospel will remain the same gospel, and it will be the same gospel to the end. You lined up with it, and you are saved. You don't line yourself with it, and you go to hell. That's what it is. So Paul is talking to who? To Peter. He said what? Listen, my friend, I don't understand. You're not doing it right. Come on. You who are a Jew, you do not want to be a Gentile. So you're asking the Gentiles to become Jews. That's not what this word is saying. It is saying, make of all nations my disciples. They will not be black. They will be not white. They will not be Gentiles. They will not be Russian, Americans, from Burkina Faso, from Benin, from whatever. They are going to be Christians. And that's the people that Christ is about every day. That's what makes the church. Paul is talking like that because the Galatians were being robbed of the truth of the gospel. I told you, this epistle was not addressed to non-believers. It was addressed to people who were born-again Christians. The Lord, our God, will supply every need that we need. Moreover, he has said he will be with us all the way to the end of time. We are not alone. One time back home, a pastor said, if you are not seeing miracles, it's maybe because you have so much skies in your eyes, and you need to take them out, take them down, take them out. And an old lady that was sitting in the front, she said, yeah, the eye doctor said that I have cataracts, but how do I pull it out? How can I pull it out? And the pastor went down and sat and said, ma'am, I'm talking about sin. He goes, oh, I am the best of the sinners here. And pastor said, then you got to repent. ask God to forgive you. That day, that lady who used to come never came to the altar. She came to the altar to repent, and she got healed from her cataracts. So if you are not seeing miracles, you got to look into the mirror. You got to look into the mirror. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? See, and I'm not going to take too long. It's not exaggerated to say that, oh, at all times, the word of God has been the target of the enemy, the target of the devil. And the faith of the people of God has been attacked. And right now I can tell you that the faith of the people of God is at the edge of the sword. Of the world business. And at the sword of politics of today. The world business. They're measuring their Christianity by their prosperity. Oh, you are not Christian if you are sick. Did Jesus say we won't be sick? He said everything that happened to the unbeliever is going to happen also to the Christian. But from the Christian side, of all that will happen to him, the Lord will get him out of there. The Lord will get him out of there. For he said, we are in the world, but we are not from the world. Those who are from the world will stay and be destroyed with the world. Those who are in the world, some are going to go to heaven. They will not be destroyed. Look to your neighbor and say, I want to go to heaven. Don't let this world rob you from the truth of the word. The world is telling you, oh man, if you go this side, you will lose this and that. Or if you go to that side, you will lack of this or that. Jesus is saying, I sent you. And I'm going to be with you all the way to the end of the time. If this Jesus do not keep you, the world cannot keep you. If this Jesus does not keep you, the world will not keep you. Today, I repeat, the faith of Christians are at the edge of the sword of politics and the world business. We got to be careful. It has happened before, it is happening now. And it will never stop happening until we go to heaven. For Jesus has never said that it will be better any day. He has said he is with us all the way to the end of time. If we rely on him, even when it is not good, we are still going on. Even when it is hard, we keep pushing on. As soon as we lost, as soon as we lose the compass of this gospel, we be turning around, turning like a, and then we will get to what you call a Virgo, and we will lose our balance. The world is not our friend. The right is not our friend. The left is not our friend. Those who are behind us, they're looking to just shatter us. Those who are in front of us, they're seeking for themselves. The only one that is up there is looking for us. The Word of God is full of everything we need. We depart from him and we lose everything. Remember he said, lean not to the right, lean not to the left. Lean not to your own understanding. I said, the gospel remains the same. But people are changing, distorting the truth just to suit their circumstances. And it is grave and dangerous. Today, look around. Go on Instagram. Read a little bit of Facebook. Try Twitter. And see how you're going to be affected or infected. There is none. That is trying to make you feel like there is a God. Excuse me. It looks like they're saying, let's do it a little our way. Because even though the gospel says this, what we are facing, man, is so dire that we have to do it our way. What is dire with he who said he is with us all the way to the end? What is dire? What is impossible? What is not correct? So today, if you are a Republican, and you are a Christian, instead of staying with the word, because you are out there in the world, everybody in church that is a Democrat is your enemy. And vice versa. And we are going to heaven. Huh? The sinner is here. That's the sinner. That's the way. That's the mean. That's the vehicle that is taking us to heaven. It will never change. It is on a track that is going to heaven. It will not serve to the left or swerve to the right. It's either we stay in it or it will go and leave us. No matter who you are. No matter what you do or what you have. In this season, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, those who are called blessed because they are peacemakers are now advocating for violence and indecency. Can you see that? Democrats, those Christians and those conservative, they're trying to get our health care, they're trying to get our this and our that. And we are not going to let them. And the conservatives and the Christian and the Republicans, those are radicals, anarchists, such and such. And we are not going to let our country in their hands. And Jesus is sitting in your heart and telling you, this Democrat that you don't like, I created him in my image, in my likeness, and I sent you to reach him. This Christian, this conservative that you don't like, I created him in my image, according to my likeness. And I love him like I love you. And I sent you to reach him. But what are we doing? What are we doing? To the right. Those who are marching out there. Rioters. We got to apply law and force on them. They Americans. They're created in the image of God. And those of the left, those people, they want to keep their power and they're doing all they can to empower us. And we are not going to let them do that. Fight. Fight. Stirring one another. Destroying one another. And the time of God is coming. When it is time, he's not going to ask you, are you ready? When Jesus appears, he's not going to ask you, were you a Republican or a Democrat? Did you keep your country or did you lose your country? And listen, when this God made this earth, he didn't draw countries. There was no borders. There was no borders. Human beings, we made borders. And now, I'm in my borders. I don't care who comes in. If I don't want you to come in, if you come in, I'll show you. Created in the image of God. Known by God. Cared for by God. We're not doing ourselves any favor doing what we're doing. Moreover, we're not doing anybody a favor doing what we're doing. I had a dream. I think it's like 5 years ago. And I told it to a man of faith, a man of God, Pastor Thomas. If he hears me, he might remember this dream. It's word. It's a word dream. And this is a dream. I was standing by the bank of the Monona Lake. And all of a sudden, it was not winter. All of a sudden, the whole lake froze, all ice. And the voice told me, watch, keep watching. And the ice got scooped. The whole lack of glass got scooped. Huge, humongous, and taken. Just going. I'm looking and I'm like, what? Just going. Disappeared in the cloud. And the lack was just empty. A huge hole. And the voice told me, just keep watching. What you have seen going is coming back. And I'm watching. The ice came back again. That humongous arch came back again and sat in the lake just like it was before. The voice say, keep watching. I keep watching. And the ice melted. It started melting. Anybody who has seen raw oil that they extract out of the ground, the raw oil, the petrol brut, when this ice was melting, that's what it was becoming. And the voice say, keep watching. I kept watching. And then I saw people better dressed than me. Their suit and their tie. A lot of them on every side of the lake. And they're all coming and they're just going into the oil. They're coming so happy. And they're rushing into the oil. Every one of them that came out died on the bank. And I woke up. If Pastor Thomas hears me, remember this dream that I had and that I talked to you about. Today, God remind me again. It's delusion. It has never been good for the world But the world is always after it. It has not kept anybody from dying, but everyone is running to it. Turn to your neighbor again and tell him, I'm going to heaven. And to all those who think that we can keep anything from anybody on this earth, you're wrong. It's one earth. Not two, one earth. And everybody is on the same earth. Where are they going to go? Nowhere. The good and the bad are on the same earth. That's why Jesus said, make of all nations my disciples. That's only when everybody will become the same good by Jesus. Other than that, I don't see it. Caterpillar won't do it. Hammer won't do it. If something could do it, Hitler would have been done with everything. Machine gun won't do it. It's the love of Jesus Christ that only can do it. It is his command that only can do it. We have to become wise. For he said, be wise like serpents and sweet like dove. As soon as we start calling names, we become violent. And when violence takes seat in the heart, thou shalt not kill. We will be the killers. That's the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. But because we left our heart vulnerable to hate, to dispersion, to name calling. Satan is good at it. And remember, Jesus said, even if you say to your brother, Raka, you are worthy of judgment. Now, how about when you get on behind a machine gun and you kill all of the people made in the image of God? You think you're going to heaven? Every brink and drop of blood that you shed is speaking before God. Listen, I'm just going to read Matthew. Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. Seeing the crowd, he went up the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciple came to him. Note that his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit earth. Meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You will be persecuted. You will be prosecuted. No matter the law, you will be prosecuted. No matter who is in power, you, the Christian, will be prosecuted. Because you are the Blessed One. To end, I will read Acts chapter 2, verses 40. I'll read it in three versions so you understand. The New International Version goes like this. With many words, many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them. Save yourself from this corrupt generation. The King James Version. And with many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. The New Living Translation. Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, save yourselves from this crooked world, from this crooked generation. English Standard Version. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. The New American Standard Bible says, and with many other words he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. The last one that I'm going to read and conclude. The Christian Standard Bible says, with many other words, he testified and strongly urged them, saying, be saved from this corrupt generation. I have a lot that I could read, but I'm going to stop here because it looks like a preacher, like an African pastor. Not looking at the time. My brother, my sister, it has been a long run for me. Every time that I have prayed God for this, a message. Every time. The message he will give me is about warning the church. There is a revival coming. A powerful revival. People are going to overflow in churches. But at the same time, at the altar and behind the pulpit, we will see things that happened in Acts of the apostles that no one would want to be subject to. Things like Ananias and Sapphira. It will happen in our churches. While this revival is taking place, for God is in regard to nobody. Father, it's your word. I open my mouth and you put it in. I let it out and I count on you for the receiving end of it. Father, that your people will receive it as coming from you, not from a skinny black African man behind the pulpit. Let your word have its way in the hearts, in the minds. Let your word talk to the ears. King Jesus, I'm subject to you. And I ask, help me. Save myself from this crooked generation. We pray in the almighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Zion in the highest.
Remember to pray for our worship team. Remember to pray for your ministry. Remember to pray for one another. For we are not from this world. We are in the world for a purpose. Pray that God keep us focused on the purpose. Let's conclude by praying. Heavenly Father, I pray the blood of Jesus on every person that is in this building right now, in this room right now, in this sanctuary right now. I pray the blood of Jesus over them. The blood that protects against the virus, the blood that protects against the devil, the blood that protects against the world, and the blood that protects against anything contrary to your will. I cover them with the blessings promised through Abraham to all families in this world. I pray they seek to be healed. I pray those who are struggling with whatsoever it is to be delivered. I pray for those in need of any help, oh God, that you provide for them. And I leave them in your hands, praying for a beautiful week, praying for a wonderful week, praying for a week of praise and worship for the goodness of God in every life. I pray that next week we will again meet here to worship and praise you in great numbers. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be ye blessed. Be you all blessed. May his favor follow you everywhere you go this week. May his grace bring you back to his house with joy and peace. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.